Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kirk Crosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, continues now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for January the 19th in the year of our Lord, 2018. Indeed, this is hour two of two, and the goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio and the traditions of our founding fathers. Absolutely, we want to make America great again. That's why we got to make America moral again. Hard work going on every day for these ends, and we hope for your financial support. LibertyRoundtable.com, LibertyNewsRadio.com. This is the Widow's Mite Radio Network, and every penny counts, ladies and gentlemen. But I'm telling you right now, pound for pound, we take on the best of them. Welcome to the broadcast. It is a freedom-loving, fantastic, we're taking America back, one heart, one mind, one issue at a time of Friday. Kirk Crosby's with me. Welcome, sir.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
You're very welcome. Law enforcement officials admitted in court that they are looking into new charges against persons other than the shooter in the Las Vegas massacre. Police revelation could implode their lone wolf narrative. I told you so. Now, I don't like to run around and say I told you so, Kurt, but here's the reason that I'm saying that right now. I want accountability. And when you literally start out investigations claiming there's a lone wolf, claiming there's no terrorism ties, claiming there's nobody else involved, we definitively know that. And then anybody who challenges that narrative gets painted as a whacked out conspiracy theorist nut. At what point are we going to say the new media taking center stage matters? At what point are we going to say the mainstream press has an agenda? The government, the police department, the FBI, the whoever, they have an agenda, and it doesn't match honesty, transparency, and the truth. I'm not calling this out because I'm right. I'm calling it out because I told you they were wrong, and I told you how you know they're wrong. How can they definitively come to such hard and fast conclusions unless the investigation's over? See, they're playing fast and loose with facts here, and I got a problem with the fake news manipulated hidden agenda-driven narrative going on. And so I attacked them over this, and I submit to you that I'm right. I definitively, boldly stood up. I challenged everybody on this. More than anybody that I know in the media. Because I'm telling you, you can't tell me we definitively have all these facts, but the investigation's still open. We don't know what the motive was. We don't know the details. And they literally just draw all these conclusions that they double down on. That's bad enough. But it's worse when I question that and then they attack me as a nut, as some unhinged conspiracy, theorizer. I mean, it's crazy talk, folks. Anyway, bottom line, in court, they were forced to admit it. The news is out. The jig is up. Wow. And when you have the tales from the campaign trail from the good sheriff last hour talking about the vote fraud going on in Arizona, and now we're talking about shutting down government, and the House of Representatives literally capitulates and funds unconstitutional weaponized agencies against the American people. I don't even know what to say here, Kurt.
Well, here's what I'd ask this simple question before I go into an article about this, is when it first came out and was reported, what I want to know is who literally in their right mind would take the government's word for it. I mean, wouldn't it be nice to just simply say, look, if the government says it, it's true. But man, I think you'd be one of those persons that you need to have your mental faculties questioned if that's the way you think. There's a piece from the Newsweek boys. The headline reads, and it's all about this same topic. It says, Republicans suggest ISIS was responsible for Las Vegas shooting. And then they put their twist on it, despite complete lack of evidence. Christina Maza, is the author there.
Now, well, let me just stop you there. Is it really complete lack of evidence, ladies and gentlemen, or is it that since there's an ongoing investigation and since there's court proceedings right now, the congressman's not going to speak out about what he may have known or knows or et cetera? All I'm saying is this is a bogus, again, this is where the mainstream press goes off with their attacks. Now, here's what's funny. If they release something and then we say you don't have any evidence, they say, yes, we do, and our source is protected. See how they play games like that, Kurt?
Yep, exactly, Sam. And, you know, then they won't tell you, won't bring it up or whatever. But you look at this story, they say during a segment of the Tucker Carlson show on Friday, Pennsylvania Congressman Scott Perry floated the idea that the terrorist group ISIS was responsible for the shooting in Las Vegas that killed over 50 people in October. He said, I smell a rat, like a lot of Americans. Well, there's a lot of rats to smell. That's what he told Carlson on Fox News. Then he went on, he said, it's been 4 months. Nothing is adding up. The man is dead. They say he's a lone gunman, a lone shooter, and yet we can't get the autopsy results. And more troubling than that, recently I've been made aware of what I believe to be credible evidence and credible information regarding terrorist infiltration through the border regarding this incident. So, you know, just the headline where they say, despite any lack of evidence or complete lack of evidence, and he just gave them some. This is a congressman, Sam. This isn't just a talk show host or somebody, you know, off the street, but he says he's been given credible information. Then he went on to say, he said, let's face it, ISIS twice before the attack said that they would attack Las Vegas, I think in June and August. And then after the attack, they claimed responsibility four times. Meanwhile, the local law enforcement investigative services is telling us that there is no terrorist connection. It's a lone gunman. Again, something is not adding up. You know, I mean, that's pretty much the story, I think, Sam.
Amen to that. All right, moving on to other stories that have traction as well. Headline says KKK marches at the White House in new YouTube video. Kurt, did you see this?
No, I didn't, Sam.
I don't even know what that means, Kurt.
I don't either, but marches at the White House or in the White House? I mean,
they just say at.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know what this means, though, Kurt. I mean, the KKK, is there really KKK members out there right now, Kurt?
I guess what they mean is a bunch of guys with those pointy hats. Let's see.
Now, let me ask you a question.
They call it a U2 video. What's a U2 video?
I think that it's YouTube video.
Well, in there, in the Drudge headline. So it's an InfoWars piece, and it says...
No, it's the letter U and the number 2, so it must be something different, Kurt.
Yeah, that's what I mean. It says, directors claim video is response to Trump presidency.
Okay, so hold on, let me stop you. U2's a band, right? And what they're doing is they got a U2 video now that has KKK members marching in the White House. This isn't even really happening, right?
Yeah, it says Ku Klux Klan members carrying torches march behind the Oval Office in the latest video from washed-up Irish rockers U2. The music video for Get Out of Your Own Way shows a world in chaos as white supremacists take over society. Israeli directors Broken Fingers Crew... Wow, that's a weird name. Say the stop-motion video was made in response to the Donald Trump presidency, which they claim made it safe for racists to come out of the woodworks. The video addresses the current political situation. That's what the director said in a statement. So, as far as I can tell, Sam...
So it's not really happening at all. I don't even know if there really is KKK anymore. If so, I don't know anybody involved in it. I would absolutely reject and denounce the KKK if it does exist these days. But I will say this, though. Why is YouTube trying to... Or U2, I'm sorry, the Rockman, the British Invader rock band, right? Aren't they British guys, Kurt?
I think
Why
so.
Are they literally creating this divide in America and stuff like that? Why are they promoting this narrative? And the answer is because they hate the Donald. And they're using their star-studded status to manipulate the truth and divide the people, Kurt, and I reject it. Now, what if it was real? What if the KKK really did march outside the White House? Now, I disagree with the KKK and denounce them completely, Kurt. However, do they have a right to march, Kurt?
Oh, well, Sam, if they were the right color and maybe the right group of people, the type of people...
Hold on, ladies and gentlemen. Liberty Roundtable Live.
Ladies and gentlemen, what is the KQ? You know, the kosher question. Most Americans purchase their groceries while having no idea that almost every essential food product on the shelves is certified kosher by one of over 1,000 rabbinical agencies across the country. Indeed, the kosher question encompasses not only food and religion, but also affects our economics and politics. In an effort to promote awareness to this kosher question, developers have recently published an app for your smartphone that will not only educate users on this little-known phenomenon, but also features a database of food products that have not been kosher certified. The Koshertified app has prominent advertisement on TPC's homepage, or you can check out its website at koshertified.com. Wouldn't it be prudent to start eating in favor of your own interests? The Koshertified app will be your start. Download it now at koshertified.com. That's KOSCHERTIFIED.com.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today. Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
So I, in the strongest language possible, would unequivocally reject the KKK. Okay? However, you know what? Even if they were literally to march at the White House or outside the White House, I think they have every right to march and, you know, advocate for their beliefs if they choose. I disagree with them, and I disagree with the Black Panthers. Both sides of the, you know, same coin kind of discussion. They're both extreme whacked out, in my opinion. I wouldn't endorse or support any of them. However, I think they both have the right to express their views. I better believe in that right, or we'll have a constitutional crisis on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. And you better also. By the way, there's a headline, Kurt, that says sexual harassment, assault is rife at the UN all over the globe, Kurt.
Well, what do you expect, Sam? The UN, at least in my opinion, is like a cesspool of, you know, communism, socialism, godless kind of operation. I mean, that's why I want to not fund it. You know, that's one main reason.
Amen to that. Now, I find that fascinating, though. Hey, do you hear that? Top dollar in the press, Kurt?
Top dollar in the press?
Yeah. Are they billing that as their top kind of stories and stuff like that, the most important kind of issues? They did that when it was attacking Donald or Roy Moore and stuff like that. Now that the UN's being accused of this global, it's no. Rife with it, meaning it's all over the place. It's not one or two examples or something like that. It's all over the place. It's global. And that should be their top dollar, top billing story, Kurt.
Well, yeah, but it doesn't fit the narrative, Sam. They're not trying to get rid of, one of the best guys that I think we could have ever voted for, Judge Roy Moore. They're just trying to, that would ruin one of their main things they love, the UN, you know. They love a bunch of money going to that, and they feel like it's the world's solution. At least that's the way they promote it. The Guardian's got the piece, but, you know, you look at that, and this is what staff there say at the UN. The subheadline, Guardian investigation points to culture of impunity as UN employees allege offenses, including rape. Well, we've seen this, you know, time and time again, where the UN, you know, the peacekeepers go in and, you know, do, well, unmentionable harm to places where they're sent. They say dozens of current and former UN employees described a culture of silence across the organization and a flawed grievance system that is stacked against victims. Of the employees interviewed, 15 said that they had experienced or reported sexual harassment or assault within the past 5 years. The alleged offenses range from verbal harassment to rape. 7 of the women had formally reported what happened, a route that campaigners say is rarely pursued by victims for fear of losing their job or in the belief that no action will be taken. Person said, if you report it, your career is pretty much over, especially if you're a consultant. That's what one consultant said. She alleged she was harassed by her supervisor while working for the World Food Program. It's like an unsaid thing. Anyway, there you go. I guess, you know, there's more detail here, but I don't know that we need it. You know what I mean?
Well, there you go. I don't know why this isn't the quote Me Too hashtag or whatever it is, Kurt. It'd be like UN Too hashtag, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't really get it. Except for it proves their agenda. Where are all the women coming out and saying, hey, we got to do something about this belligerent, out of control United Nations? Good you know point. What I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
I find it fascinating, to say the least, that this is going on here. And this is an example. The United Nations, Bill Clinton, these guys all get passes, Kurt.
Yep, that's right.
What's that vice presidential candidate under Barack's name? Joe Biden?
Biden.
Okay, yeah. So Biden and Clinton and the United Nations all get passes on this stuff. Hmm. I don't see any real effort to bring this up.
Good point.
Except for by us. You hear anybody else drilling down and focusing on this, Kurt?
Nope.
All right. Now, I guess there's a conservative lobbyist, Kurt. Now, I know that sounds like a contradiction in terms, but there you go.
Yeah, good point.
Conservative lobbyist who offered a reward for information on the Seth Rich murder. Violently attacked, writes Jack Crow of the Daily Caller. Kurt, did you see this?
No.
Yeah, outside of his Arlington home on Tuesday, according to local police, the guy's name is Jack Berkman.
Yeah, I remember him.
The guy's getting beat up, Kurt. The mysterious murder of staffer Seth Rich is in the mix. They say they have not determined the perpetrator's identity yet, but he was returning from the grocery store.
Yeah, they're getting right down to the details, just like they are with that Las Vegas thing.
Uh-huh. They say that he was returning from the grocery store when a man wearing a, quote, ski mask jumped out of a black SUV, sprayed him in the face with what appeared to be pepper spray, hit him in the head before speeding away. They thought the attack was professional. There you go.
Mm-hmm.
Now, by the way, there's more recent developments in this case, Kurt, right?
Well, yeah, and yet, Sam, this is one of those stories that they don't really want to talk about, the Seth Rich deal, you know, that whole thing. But this guy, apparently Jack Berkman, I guess he hosts Behind the Curtain, a show called Behind the Curtain on conservative Radio America, and they say he was assaulted, but I've never heard his program. I mean, it might be quite interesting. The program is called Behind the Curtain on Radio America.
Jack Berkman. Now, I find that story fascinating. Are we going to get to the bottom of this, do you think, at some point, Kurt?
Well, it depends on how you call you to find the bottom. You know what I mean? I think we're headed to the bottom in many ways, but, you know, in some ways, I guess we're going up. I'll say.
Well, I can only pray that Jack Berkman is successful, that we do get information on this. Again, the government's covering it up, and it reminds me of the Vegas thing. And that's why I don't want to be right on these cases, Kurt, but I'm telling you right now, what I want to do is have transparency. I don't want the cover-up to happen. I don't want the manipulated, agenda-driven cover-ups to occur. I want that to stop.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Anyway, very strange brew there. Right?
Yeah.
All right. Now, Kurt, one of your favorite chicks is in the news.
My wife's in the news?
No, Kurt, come on. This is your favorite buddy, Hope Hicks, over there at the Trump administration, Kurt.
My favorite buddy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I guess the headline says, report Hope Hicks will testify before the House Intelligence Committee as part of the, quote, Russia probe, according to CBS News. Hicks has been one of President Trump's closest staffers. She was kind of the press secretary, and it's kind of a weird deal because this lady has kind of been like Trump's right-hand gal, but she's been kept out of the news, except for we've had some kind of brushes with her. And, you know, there you go, Kurt. I don't know what to think about that, but you got Bannon and Hicks both testifying. They're getting close to the Donald now, Kurt. And it makes me wonder what's going to happen here.
Good,
what do you think?
Question. You know, I mean, there's these battles going on right and left. You got the good one side and the other side, and it's hard to really say, you know, from what I can see.
It's very strange that every time we hear there's somebody closer and closer and closer to the Donald that's being forced to testify under oath, that's being subpoenaed, that's forced to testify, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I don't know if there's genuine truth here or not, but I know this, it can't be good. All right? Cannot be good for the Donald. Sam Bushman, Kurt Crosby, hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use. Donate today at libertyroundtable.com. Back in a flash.
Exposing corruption. Informing citizens. Pursuing liberty. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Scott Bradley here. Most Americans are painfully aware that the nation is on the wrong track and in dire straits. Unfortunately, most political pundits only nibble around the edges when they claim to address the issues. Even worse, many of the so-called solutions are simply rewarmed servings of what got us into the mess we currently face. And the politicians think we're so gullible and naive that we'll buy their lies that they have reformed and now understand where they led us astray. Unfortunately, the truth of the matter is that they simply wish to continue to hold power. The solution to America's challenges is found in returning to the timeless principles found in the United States Constitution. My book and lecture series will reawaken in Americans an understanding and love of the principles which made this nation the freest, most prosperous, happiest and most respected nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com and order my book and lectures to begin the restoration of this great nation.
Okay, girls, about finished with your lesson on money?
Daddy, what is a buy-sell spread for gold coins?
Well, when you sell a gold coin to a coin shop that's worth, say, $1,200, you don't actually get $1,200. But don't worry, we're members of UPMA now, so we don't have to worry about that.
Daddy, what if somebody steals our gold?
We don't have any gold at the house. It's stored safely in the UPMA vault, securely and insured.
But the S&P 500 outperformed gold. Daddy, gold is a bad investment.
Some people do think of it that way, but actually, gold is money. And as members of the United Precious Metals Association, we can use our gold at any store, just like a credit card. Or I can ask them to drop it right into Mommy and Daddy's bank account, because we're a UPMA member family.
Find out more at upma.org. That's upma.org.
Each week, the political cesspool, known worldwide as the South's foremost populist conservative radio program, hits the airwaves to bring you the other side of the news and to report on events which are vital to your welfare but are hushed up or distorted by the mainstream media. However, to continue doing this, we need your support. Go online at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a safe and secure donation. If you prefer not to make an online donation, you can send us a check or money order to the address on the website. No matter which way you choose, the political cesspool needs your support. Go online to www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a donation today.
With news the networks refuse to use, you are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Whenever there's technical issues, ladies and gentlemen, I take them on. I'm not telling you I'm the biggest tech guy in the world. There's a lot of guys smarter than I am, but I'm pretty good at it, folks. And I'm telling you right now, I'll break it down just for you. There is an interesting headline in the news, Kurt, from InfoWars. Paul Joseph Watson, InfoWars.com, writes the piece. Microsoft exec. In 20 years, everyone will have a robot second self. Alter ego will know everything about you. Now, do you want to look this up, Kurt?
Yeah.
Now,
I saw that.
I don't
headline,
want you to look it up on InfoWars, though. What I want you to do is I want you to look it up on Google.
All right.
Okay, Microsoft, just say this. Microsoft exec robot. Okay? And I'll tell you, right now, in my opinion, this is massive, massive deceptive propaganda. Ladies and gentlemen, this is absolutely poppycock, completely bogus. But there's quotes around it. Did the Microsoft exec really say this?
Well, it says when I put in Microsoft exec robot, like you told me, then it gives me the top one is an InfoWars story. And that says it's 22 hours ago, talking about Microsoft executive Harry Shum. And he's executive vice president of artificial intelligence and research at Microsoft, and he told Business Insider that about this alter ego kind of stuff. Let's see who else. Freedom's Phoenix has got the piece. Says Microsoft executive Harry Shum confidently predicts that in 20 years everyone will have an artificially intelligent robot alter ego.
Now the guy's name is Harry Shum, right?
Well, in this case, it says S-H-U-M, so I
Shum?
Guess that's Shum, I was right. Going to guess anyway.
Now, it might be that a Microsoft exec said this, but in my opinion, Kurt, This is the stupidest thing I've ever heard of in my life.
All right.
I don't know what you mean by an alter ego. I don't know what you mean by a robot. I don't know what you mean by it'll know everything. But that assumes that everyone will accept that and want that, Kurt, first of all. Which I can tell you right now, are you in 20 years going to want an alter ego of yourself, a robot running around that's Kurt Crosby too?
No.
Well, then everyone's out in the weeds because I don't either.
Yeah.
So even from the logic point of view of it's not even possible because we don't want it idea, it's bogus on its face. The second idea that I have a problem with is this. We always want to run around when we talk about aliens and say, oh my gosh, aliens are coming to our Earth. They're always smarter, faster, better than us with evil intent, right?
Right. Good point.
Secondly, with robots, they're always going to take over the world. So if you're a man, what do you fear more, your woman or your robot, Kurt? See, that's what they want you to believe, this lie that, you know what, you're just on the ropes, buddy. If your woman doesn't just ruin your life, then, you know, you're shackled down and chained. If a woman doesn't just take you out, buddy, then a robot's going to. Isn't that their kind of narrative here?
It sounds like it.
These people are whacked out. I'm telling you right now, they're crazy. Right now, first off, I'm not afraid of my woman. I love her to death. She's my equal. I should say we have equality. We're not equals. She's prettier than I am, and I just can't fix that. All right. But we have equality before God, and we should before government. I accept that and agree with that. She's my better half is the way I like to put it. I'd give anything for her. I'm absolutely 1,000% committed to her. I'm grateful for her in every way. Okay, now, she's not a threat to me in any way, and she's not a ball and chain to me in any way. She's an absolute blessing. Mm-hmm. Why does the mainstream press have to just absolutely try to throw a wrench in those works, Kurt, every time? This is ordained of God and a blessing. And anything to the contrary is an absolute fabricated, deceptive, satanic lie. Do you want to know what I really think,
Kurt? Well, could you be more clear about it?
All right. Now, secondly, I don't want a robot of myself. What would I have a robot of myself do, Kurt? Do the radio show?
Man, I don't know. Maybe you could. I heard about a new thing that you may be interested in, and this would be sort of like a robot of yourself. But I guess if you get a phone call you don't want, you can just push a button and it goes to this other person that pretends like they're you talking to the call you didn't want to get.
Yeah, but why would I be dishonest about that and feed them to some pretender? See, I'm not dishonest like that. If I didn't want to talk to somebody, I'd just say, listen to me, I'm busy, I don't have time, this is not something that I'm interested in. Thank you so much for the call, have a good day.
Yeah.
If they kept calling back, I would basically not answer the phone. If it became a big problem, I'd change my number.
Very good.
But I wouldn't just, you know, send it to some fake alter ego that would literally play with the caller or something on my behalf or anything.
Yeah.
I just don't play these games. Now, maybe Hope Hayes could send a robot in there to testify, Kurt. Now, that I might be interested in.
Good point.
No, I'm just teasing. I don't get what the value is. Microsoft exec in 20 years... Everyone will have a robot, quote, second self, alter ego. I don't know what that would even be for, Kurt. What would you want one of those for? They assume people would even want this, number one. Number two, they assume people could afford this. Right? It isn't even true. And number three, they assume the technology is really there to get that done. Buddy, they can't even make me see yet, Kurt.
That's right.
They can't even make it possible for me to have my eyesight right now. You think they're going to just run around and build an alter ego of me that's like me? You can't tell the difference?
Good point.
Because an alter ego makes it sound like it'll be so lifelike, so realistic, so close to me that you won't really know, Kurt.
Yeah. It's just Sam on turbo.
And if I have a gazillions of me's, then, I mean, we don't even need anybody else in the world, do we, Kurt? See, this logic is just psychotic.
Yeah.
Okay, good I don't think that much of myself, first of all. On one hand, meaning I don't have that big of an ego to need an alter ego, first of all. Secondly, I don't believe that even if I could create a robot that would be a, quote, cloned mechanical version of myself, or an alter ego of me that knows everything, or whatever you want to call it, my second self, even if I could create that, Kurt, I would not do it, because I believe it's tampering with God. And it's deceptive. If I were to have that robot do anything on my behalf, it's dishonest, isn't it, Kurt?
Seems like it, yeah.
So all I'm telling you is even if this was possible from a technological point of view, an artificial intelligence. By the way, that word artificial, you need to really focus on. People think AI is like as smart as me or as God's creations, and it's artificial, folks. You got that? So what the headline ought to read is, whacked out, extremist, psychotic, Microsoft exec believes somehow you're going to have some artificial version of yourself that they pretend is going to be smart. My question is, would the robot Sam need to be rebooted daily just to stay on the air? I mean, to stay alive? Mm-hmm. And what happens when there's a big old fetching bug in the thing?
Yeah. What happened?
Now, would my alter ego be pro-choice? Who would program it? Who would make sure that it stays true to me?
Mm-hmm.
See, there's so many questions about this. Now, they've been talking about these digital electric cars that are awesome and driverless and all these things, right? Mm-hmm. Autonomous vehicles. Yeah. They've been talking about those suckers for 3 or 4 years, and I ain't seen one of them yet, Kurt. Mm-hmm. Oh, well, Sam, they're all over the internet on videos. Great. Why don't you let me get in one? See, all I'm telling you is this is absolutely bogus. These are the guys that told me that I was going to have fuel cells, that I could just drop by 7-Eleven and grab one and let my laptop run all day on one of those dudes for a couple of bucks. They said that like 10 years ago, and I ain't seen one of them yet, Kurt. These people are just absolutely drunk with power and control. They're psychotic. Mm-hmm. I question their mental stability. All right, by the way, the recap, we talked about the Beach Boys surfing USA. The guy got an F on the paper back when he wrote it in the 60s, but they now changed it to an A. He made over $1 million on the song. That our buddy Brian Wilson. Alabama student Harley Barber filmed herself in multiple Instagram videos, literally being a racist, they claim. Trump issued his fake news awards. The honors went to the New York Times, CNN, ABC, the New York Post, or I'm sorry, the Washington Post, Time, and Newsweek. Bitcoin and other virtual currency prices literally decline as bubble deflates. There's a suicide hotline for folks that have lost their shirts in Bitcoin. I told you not to invest in it. Donald Trump aces mental aptitude test designed by the immigrant from Canada. Now, I want to have all these other whacked out congressmen and senators, and maybe this psychotic Microsoft exec. Maybe those guys ought to take a mental test, too. Hour two, Apple to pay $38 billion in taxes on cash overseas. They're going to build a U.S. plant, bring back a ton of jobs. We also talked about President Obama. Trump is commonsensically undoing, piece by piece, the main components of Obama's legacy. That's great news. Anyway, we'll tell you more in seconds. Sam and Kurt on your radio.
We fought, we learned, we struggled,
we won.
Despite Obama's best efforts, the newspaper of the human resistance survives. We have lived only to face a new nightmare, the war against the machines. Read about our struggle in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The Sovereign is a 24-page monthly tabloid newspaper about the war between man and machines. We've tried reason, we've tried legislation. We've tried every peaceful means imaginable, and all it's gotten us is shut out. So now we fight the machines. Order online today at thesovnews.com or find The Sovereign at select newsstands. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The human resistance's battle against the machines will be everlasting. This is mercy. It was never our destiny to stop the age of Obama. It was merely to survive it. Together. Together.
Every day I wake up, it's almost like a battle. It's like, well, you know, I could do this today. I could go get drunk.
I don't like beer. I'm an alcoholic because I can't, you know, stop drinking because it alters my mind, but I don't like alcohol.
And I had to keep telling myself that, you know, this is okay. Everybody does this. My whole life was just a big lie.
I can't control if I do take that drink because I'm an addict and I can't.
I admit, it's messed me up.
I don't have a very good memory. I have a hard time remembering things when I learn them.
I can't concentrate on one thing for more than 5 or 10 minutes. You have fun until you hit rock bottom and it's not fun anymore.
I remember sitting in assemblies about drugs and I thought, that's never going to happen to me. I'm never going to be like those kids. Here I am.
The choices that you make are choices you're going to have to live with.
A public service message from the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
We don't pick sides. We always focus on principle and the proper role of government and the way things ought to be done based on God, family, and country and protecting life, liberty, and property. Less than a month after the Tax Cut and Jobs Act was passed and signed by the President of the United States as law, at least 187 companies have issued bonuses, raised their minimum wages by choice, planned investments, or literally moved forward with charitable realities based on lower taxes and many other facets like less regulation, and it goes on and on. Good for the Donald. Counterfeit cash making its way around New York. I guess the counterfeiters don't like competition. The government unconstitutional rogue agency called the Federal Reserve. Brooklyn plans to roll out mobile showers for the homeless. It's going to be a fiasco, I'll tell you that right now. And we talked about, is buying a house just a pipe dream? We talked about these incredible concrete tubes that are 8 feet long, and they can build these tiny micro homes for about 15 grand a pop. They seem pretty cool to me, and it's a whole lot better than being on the street and might literally make a huge difference for folks. That's great news. All right, that's a recap. What do you think, Kurt? What do you want to focus on for the last story? Should we talk about this government shutdown? Are they really going to shut it down, you think, Kurt?
Well, it all depends on your definition of a shutdown, Sam. We've seen them in the past when, at least the only ones I can remember, only one maybe I can remember, is, just a few of them didn't show up for work and then they ended up getting paid anyway. So I just don't think they're, serious about it. But I think there's a lot of solutions to this, and that is, you've mentioned several of them. There's the Melania Trump solution, and that is where the president just challenges them all and says, look, Melania went and basically operated this operation here of hers compared to Mrs. Obama. She's using only 39% of the budget that Mrs. Obama used. So why can't all the rest of you guys do the same thing? I mean, there's just a lot of ways to work this thing, if you ask me.
Yeah, now Dianne Feinstein's in the news about this too, Kurt. What's up with that? Kind of weird stuff, isn't it?
Well, you know, this is kind of standard. She's doing the hold up. People will die. Well, let me give you a little suggestion or a little recommendation here, Mrs. Feinstein. People die every day, and they don't just do it when the federal government shuts down. In fact, I think a lot of people will be jumping for joy if the federal government shut down. So, you know, but that's what she had to say on CNN, that people would die. Hey.
You think people die, Kurt?
I think people die every day, Sam.
Oh, good point. So the bottom line is that she's factual, but she isn't genuine. In other words, it's
right.
This deceptive link that isn't there, even though it has some truth to it, right?
Yeah, good point. Yeah.
And by the way, people are going to be born except for the ones that the government-backed murderous folks at Planned Parenthood kill. People are going to be born, too.
And there's going to be some people happy and some people sad, some people mad. You know, these are all things that are going to happen. And Dianne Feinstein, if she wants, she could tell them all about that, too.
But what do you mean she flips her position? She's for the shutdown? She's against the shutdown? So she's for people dying and against people dying? Or what's going on around here?
Well, that'd be a standard, you know, political position, right? Flipping.
Yeah. Now, I don't understand this headline that you just sent me. It said that House bill to keep government open passes after deal with Freedom Caucus. Kurt, do you want to respond to this?
Well, yeah, and I'm trying to figure out exactly what the Freedom Caucus is, you know, because according to everything I've been able to find, there's like 31 guys that are part of it. You know, I'll bet even those 31 out of the 435 that they don't all agree. But they say that in some of the stories written about them that oh, the House leadership got the best of them or whatever. I don't know what it really means to be a member of the Freedom Caucus. I figured we were all here in America part of the Freedom Caucus, you know.
Oh, no, sir. Half these people are Communist USA members, my friend.
Oh, yeah. Good point. Yeah. That's a good, very good point.
I don't know why you think that everybody's part of the Freedom Caucus, you know?
Well, hey, you should be a part of the Freedom Caucus if you're here in America, I say.
Amen. But the problem is, that would stop the vote fraud, and that would align Americans, and it would basically be backed with solutions and morality and everything that could make America great. They can't have that.
Good point. Yep.
Wow. But I don't understand, why is the Freedom Caucus for this, Kurt? Why are they trying to keep the government open so much? I personally don't think we ought to keep the government open. And the reason that I don't is because we missed the opportunity to highlight the problems and the weaponized government agencies. And we, in my opinion, lose focus of the real discussion, which is we only want to fund constitutional government. You miss that opportunity and just vote for the status quo in the swamp when you continue like they're doing, Kurt.
Well,
oh, it's the Senate,
right.
And oh, it's the Democrats, and oh, it's the other guy's fault, and oh, it's Donald, and oh, Donald just tweeted something and ruined the chances of us all working together. And okay, it just falls into the hands of those who want to divide and destroy America every time.
Good point.
See, I want to shut down improper, unconstitutional, weaponized government every day. I never want to fund it, ever. I never want to bring it back. Now, the proper role of legitimate constitutional government, I want to fund all day long and quit playing games with this train wreck of financing discussion all the time.
Good point.
Anyway, this stuff makes me angry.
Yeah, I figured that.
Not angry like I'm going to go berserk or do anything crazy, but just angry like, come on, people, wake up. We could peacefully do something to make a difference, to bring people together, to stand for the greatest country on the face of the earth, to promote God, family, and country, to protect life, liberty, and property, to shut the yesteryear press down, get rid of their gatekeeping status, and have the new media taken center stage. We have so many incredible opportunities. It's a great day to be alive.
Mm-hmm.
Are you allowed to say that stuff, Kurt?
Well, there you go, Sam. You are on this program.
All right. Amen to that. Now, by the way, there's good news. Can we end on a good news piece, Kurt?
All right.
Now, let me ask you if employment is a good thing or unemployment is a bad thing. What do you think, Kurt? No.
Well, see, that's some more definitions, huh?
Amen, sir. Depends on who you're talking to, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But let's be honest. To me, unemployment is bad when people want jobs and can't get them.
Yeah.
Okay? When people are employed or have the opportunity for employment, that's good.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? It's good for people to work. Good for people to by the sweat of their brow, as the Bible puts it. People are able to be self-sufficient and reliant or self-reliant and you know, take care of themselves. Okay, these are all good things in my opinion, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's this statistic that the government doesn't really want to talk. I'm sorry, the mainstream press and the rogue agents in government don't really want to talk about, but Donald wants to tell you all about it, and so do I. Why? Because it's good news, that's why. Headline says this. Unemployment claims drop to the lowest number in 45 years.
Imagine that.
Now, they said that Donald was going to ruin the economy back in the day. Didn't they, Kurt?
Yeah, that's right. That was what they said.
Well, now unemployment's so low, they don't even know what to do. It's like the lowest it's been in 45 years, my friend.
That's quite a ways, isn't it?
Yeah. And now it seems to me that, like, food stamp needs are down and all this kind of stuff. It's phenomenal. When are we going to give some credit to Donald? Now, look, even if you want Barack to take some of the credit, fine. I'll even say Barack's partly responsible, and good on him for a change. He didn't hardly do anything good while he was in office, but at least he did something good after the fact, if you want to say it's his claim to fame, right? Whatever. I don't care. I'm just telling you it's great news. I don't care who we give the credit to. Maybe it was Kurt Crosby that did it all. I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah. One of the headlines I read from Vox, it says
maybe Martin
Trump,
Luther King did it, Kurt, back
Trump
in the day.
Yeah,
good for him if he did.
It says Trump isn't behind the lowest black unemployment rate in decades.
Of course he's not.
Yeah. And then it
says, I think Martin Luther King did it from the grave, Kurt.
Yeah, maybe that.
Maybe one of those whacked out TV evangelists or somebody like that literally channeled Martin Luther King Jr. to bring back the economy, and Donald doesn't get any credit.
The Daily Signal says unemployment claims dropped the lowest number in 45 years. Chicago Tribune, how to reverse Illinois exodus and improve minority unemployment. You want to give them any suggestions there in Chicago, Sam?
Yeah. First thing they need to do is they need to get rid of their gun laws that violate people's right to self-defense so that you can stop the murder rate. A couple of those whacked out murderers just get shot at for trying to, you know, rape and pillage and plunder and all this kind of stuff. Pretty soon people will be like, I'm not going to go into that house. They just might shoot me. All right. Mm-hmm. So you bring back the God-given unalienable right of self-defense, number one, and get government out of the manipulation there. That's the start. Secondly, then you just start deregulating and you get government out of the mix of everything. Yeah, they can honor contracts and create a level playing field. By all means, there's a proper role for government, but it's very limited in scope. And you do that. Then the second thing you do, right, is you get rid of this lie about dads in the home don't matter. Okay, and you get all these moms, and I'm not talking about different colors. You get all these moms that have papa daddy government taking care of them. And you fix that, and you have churches, nonprofit organizations, private sectors take care of them when there really is a familial crisis. But in the meantime, you really educate about the importance of father and mother, legally and lawfully wedded, caring for their children as God intended. You start there. You cannot back away from God, family, country for the solutions. You teach the children to be incredibly patriotic and understand the proper role of government and insist on it through the checks and balances that our founding fathers gave us. You literally teach people that we're all children of God and he blesses us when we keep his commandments, and when we don't, all bets are off. And you say that applies to black people and white people and everybody in between. And Americans should stand shoulder to shoulder for these absolutely fantastic sacred causes that we speak of on the radio daily. If you believe we add value to you, fund us. We need it desperately to grow our presence in the media. Our websites, libertyroundtable.com, libertynewsradio.com. This is the Widow's Mite Radio Network, and we absolutely need your donations and financial backing to grow. If we provide value for you, we absolutely encourage you to reciprocate. Thanks for being alongside for the ride. 2 hours in the can. Please have a delightful God, family, and country-filled weekend, would you please? Spend your time and talents and efforts doing good things everywhere you go. Please think about who we are, and also remember who we are not. We declare this nation shall endure.